This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, أخرج الإمام مسلم والنسائي وأحمد حديث عياض ابن حمار المجاشعي رضي الله عنه. An authentic hadith compiled في صحيح الإمام مسلم and also مسند الإمام أحمد وسنن الإمام النسائي. And the hadith is mix of the Prophet's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam statement and kalam qudsi, kalamullah, fi sighat hadith. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna allaha nazara ila ahli al-ardi famaqatahum, arabahum wa ajamahum, إلا بقايا من أهل الكتاب. So this is the portion said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The following is Qudsi speech. وقال تعالى وإنما بعثتك لأبتليك وأبتلي بك وأنزلت إليك كتابا لا يغسله الماء تقرأه نائما ويقظانا. The meanings in English, like I said, it's a lengthy hadith. Some of the words are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some are the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the form of Quran, but what we know by hadith Qudsi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the people of earth and He hated them. Arabs and non-Arabs. Except few from the people of the book. So that portion is كلام النبي. وقال الله تعالى, and Allah said, وإنما بعثتك, and indeed O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I have sent you لأبتليك, to test you, وأبتليهم بك, and to test people through you. وأنزلت إليك كتابا لا يغسله الماء, and I have revealed to you a book that will not vanish until the day of judgment. This is the meaning of لا يغسله الماء, preserved, kept. تقرأه, you could recite it while you're asleep and while you're awake. Easier. First of all, ya ikhwa, like we normally say that sometimes there is a reason for the revelation of a verse. Likewise, the hadith, the scholars, they say something about the hadith. He will like, مورد الحديث. The hadith reads that Allah looked at the people in earth. When was that look? Obviously, from the context of the hadith, Allah looked at the people of earth right before He sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that looking happened already before the sending of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah resented and hated the people in earth. والمقت غير الكره. We actually have two words in Arabic that you can express hate and resentment. البغض الكره المقت. Three actually. المقت is the highest form of, if you want to say, I hate أمقتك, the highest form. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the wisdom? Allah hated the people in earth, brothers and sisters in Islam, because of the absence of tawheed. غياب شمس التوحيد. No tawheed in earth. That is why in one of the wording of the hadith, accept the remnants, some left over from the people of the book. In one of the wording, كانوا على التوحيد. They used to be on tawheed. Brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine, right before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent, right before his prophethood, there were two main superpowers in the face of this earth. And they had all type of advancement and progress, material, according to their time. Yeah. I mean, they were very progressive. But yet, Allah still resented them. Because Tawheed was not there. In this particular hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought out three nations or three ethnic groups or religious groups. العرب, the Arabs, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was originally sent. And العجم, the non-Arabs, the Persian, the people who live West Asia, Southwest Asia, and so forth. And Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book in Palestine and that particular area. What was going on with the Arabs right before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent? Obviously, the Arabs stayed on Millat Ibrahim and his son Ismail for years. They were actually a follower, strict follower of the way of Ibrahim and Ismail for years. Until this man, whose name is Amr ibn Luhay al-Khuza'i, that's his name, who was very famous in Mecca, to the extent that they actually claimed that he has a jinni who reveals stuff to him. He went to Sham, he went to somewhere in Syria, and he found the people worshipping idols. So he brought back with him a sanam, an idol called Hubal. And he introduced the worship of idols, al-asnam ya'ni, to the Arabs. And the Arabs, from that time on, gradually started shifting away from tawheed to shirk. Aisha radiallahu anha narrated a hadith regarding this man. Wal hadith akhrajahu al-imam al-Bukhari. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اطلعت إلى جهنم. I looked at Jahannam. And we know that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the hellfire and Jannah the night of al-Mi'raj. based on Hadith Anas, fi Sunan Tirmidhi and others, fi Muslim as well, wal Bukhari. اطلعت إلى الجنة أي اطلعت إلى جهنم أي looked at جهنم فوجدت بعضها يأكل بعضا. I saw it's burning itself. ورأيت عمرو بن لحي الخزاعي يجر قصبه في النار. And I saw this man, عمرو بن لحي الخزاعي, dragging his intestines, القصب الأمعاء, in the hellfire. فإنه كان أول من بدل دين إبراهيم. Because he was the first one who changed the religion of Ibrahim. وفي لفظ سيب السوائب. He's the one who introduced these bid'ah about the animals. The question, did all the Arabs fall into the traps of shirk? Very few too. Top of the list, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that he never worshipped idols. But there is somebody who is known. The father of Sa'id ibn Zayd. The father of Sa'id ibn Zayd, one of the 10 companions who are given glad tidings of Jannah. Who's the cousin of Umar ibn al-Khattab. His father's name is Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufayl. He's the uncle of Umar ibn al-Khattab. He died actually 5 years before the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when this verse was revealed, that the Muslims should not seek forgiveness for those who died, his son Zayd, Sa'id, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma, they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فقال له, and they said to him, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, أنا استغفر لزيد. Should we ask Allah to forgive Zayd? Because he died 5 years before the Prophet Hud. قبل النبوة. قال نعم. Yes. رأيته في الجنة. له دوحتين. I saw him in Jannah. وَإِنَّهُ يُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أُمَّةً وَحْدَةً. And he will be raised up in the day of judgment, a nation by himself. وفي حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, الحديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لقى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زيد بن عمرو بن نفيل قبل مبعثه. The Prophet and Zayd both met in a party, in a wedding or something, before the Prophet who. فقدمت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سفرة. A table of meat was presented to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال إني لا آكل من طعامكم. I do not eat from your meat. وكان زيد. Zayd used to do the same thing. He used to say, الشات, the sheep, خلقها الله. Allah created it. وأنزل لها الماء من السماء. And he brought down water for it from the heavens. وأخرج إليها العشب من الأرض. And the grass came out for it. كيف تذبحونها ولا تذكرون اسم الله عليها. How dare you slaughter it without mentioning Allah's name on it, and you mention the name of the idols. And he used to reject their meat as well. The hadith still on. وكان زيد يبحث عن دينه. Zayd used to look for the religion. He traveled to Sham, from Mecca to Syria, looking for his religion. فقابل حبرا من أحبار اليهود. He met one of the Jewish rabbis. فقال له, he said to him, قل لي شيئا عن دينكم لعلي أتبعكم. Tell me something about your religion, I may follow it. فقال له, the Jewish rabbi said to him, إنك لن تتبعنا حتى ينالك شيء من غضب الله. You cannot follow us until you get your share from the wrath of Allah. قال إني من غضب الله أفر. I'm trying to flee from the wrath of Allah. وَأَنَّا لِي مَا تَنْصَحُنِي. What advice can you give to me? قَالَ كُنْ حَنِيفًا. Be حَنِيف. قَالَ وَمَا الْحَنِيف؟ قَالَ مِلَّةُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. The way of Ibrahim عليه السلام. Then he met a Christian scholar. فَقَالَ لَهُ. He said to him, قُلْ لِي شَيْئًا عَنْ دِينِكُمْ. Tell me something about your religion so that I may follow you. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَتَّبِعَنَا حَتَّى يَنَالَكَ شَيْءٌ مِنْ لَعْنَةِ اللَّهِ. You're not going to be able to follow our religion until you get your share from the curse of Allah. قَالَ إِنِّي مِنْ لَعْنَةِ اللَّهِ أَفِرْجُ. I'm fleeing from the curse of Allah. وَأَنَّ لِي. What do you advise me? قَالَ كُنْ حَنِيفًا. قَالَ وَمَا الْحَنِيفُ؟ قَالَ مِلَّةُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Follow the millah of Ibrahim. In his way back, brothers and sisters in Islam, Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufayl found the hill. He went up the hill, وَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And he raised his hand up, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أُشْهِدُكَ أَنِّي عَلَى مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Oh Allah, bear witness, I am on the millah of Ibrahim. You know, finding the truth in the midst of the darkness is difficult. Especially if that truth is your means of salvation in the hereafter. For you to get to Jannah, that truth. Look, he was a stranger. في صحيح البخاري أسماء بنت أبي بكر رضي الله عنها says رأيت زيد بن عمرو بن نفيل شيخا كبيرا. I saw زيد بن عمرو بن نفيل with a huge white beard, old man, مستندا ظهره إلى الكعبة. He's leaning his back to the كعبة. And he would tell the people of Quraysh, يا أهل قريش والله والذي نفسي بيده. By the one in whose hand my soul is, ما أصبح على الحق في هذه البلاد غيري. I'm the only one who woke up on the truth in this town. Look, stranger in the midst, you know, stranger, a loner in the midst, huh? وكان ينقذ الموؤودة. أسماء continues to say, he used to go to the father who's about to bury his little girl alive. He will tell, please don't bury her. I'll take care of her for you. I'll bring her up for you. After she grows up, if you want her back, I'll give her back to you. هذا هو زيد بن عمرو بن نفيل, an example of one Arab who was looking for the truth. We have another example from the non-Arabs. Salman al-Farisi, رضي الله عنه. And the most of you know his story, but I'll share a portion of it. But let me first tell you, what about the people of the book? Because the story of Salman somehow confirms what I'm about to say from or about the people of the book. We know that there were 600 years between Prophet Isa alayhi salam being raised up and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What happened in those 600 years? Very interesting. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was raised a self-claimed disciple by the name of Paul. Originally it was Saul. Saul Shaul. Saul Paul. Never met Jesus, peace be upon him, in his lifetime. Never. He was actually one of the people who persecuted his followers. He was traveling from Jerusalem to Damascus, and he came up with that sci-fi story, which extreme Sufis would sell it to you. He would like, I was walking somewhere and I saw light, and light came. One of these stories, yeah. A lot of people claim that stuff, yeah. He said, I was walking in the desert and somehow Prophet Isa appeared to him and he told him, go and preach my gospel. He tried to sell, you know, heresy religion in Jerusalem and the vicinity where the disciples are, they couldn't accept him. It's imagine like somebody, you know, in a masjid that is filled with Salafi, okay? And some guy comes in to preach bid'ah. That situation happened exactly to this man. Actually, he was invited to Jerusalem to speak, to address the people. They chased him out. Get out of here. That's not what Prophet Isa taught us. That's all heresy, man. Basically, the Trinity, the Son of God, Jesus died on the cross for yours. All these things which Christians right now believe in. But the disciples, Prophet Isa, they said, no, that's not what Prophet Isa taught us. Come on. 300 years later, brothers and sisters in Islam, this man went into Cyprus, into Rome, Italy, and he sold his theology. And he found a lot of acceptance because that community was a pagan community to begin with. So the concept of atonement and all these things were syllable there. But in Jerusalem, where the religion originated, they still kept on Tawheed. But in any rate, the Roman emperor, whose name is Constantine, at the year 318, after Prophet Isa alayhi salam was raised, because in his empire, two types of theology got developed. The Pauline theology, which is the distorted, corrupt Christianity. The other one, the Christian theologians, they refer to it by the Ariana, which is the Tawheed, the monotheistic. It's exactly like these days, Sunni, Shia kind of thing. You know, like that conflict. So they were fighting one another. And he gathered all the Christian theologians in a place called Nicaea, which is in Turkey someplace. He had a palace. And he had them stay there for days. And he said, you're not going out of that room until you figure out who's Isa. Imagine, 300 years after. Guess what? They adopted the theology of Paul. And this is what Christians believe in right now. And now anyone else who believed what the disciples believed and what Prophet Isa preached, anyone would be burned, would be put to the cross. This is why, ya ikhwa, a lot of the scholars of tafsir ta'awwalu hadhihi al-qissa. Shuf, qissa ashab al-kahf. The companions of the cave. How long did they sleep in the cave? 300 years plus, right? Huh? And after they died, they had a debate. Where should we bury them? قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. The people of shirk dominated. They said, we're going to build a masjid there. Shirk. That's how they... The people who empowered the other group, they said, we're going to build a masjid on them. Look, all of this is supported by this author. Author Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and Abdullah ibn Abbas. Al-Athar akhrajahu al-Hakim fil Mustadrak, wa Sunan al-Nasa'i, and al-Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, and it is authentic. Here is what Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, said, ba'da an rufi'a Isa ila al-sama. After Prophet Isa alayhi salam was raised up to the heaven, three groups. The first group are called the Ya'qubiyya, the Jacobites, if I may use the term here, the Jacobs. They said what? كَانَ اللَّهُ فِينَا. Allah was amongst us, in reference to Prophet Isa. Meaning Allah came into the flesh of Prophet Isa, and we crucified him for our sins, then he rose from the dead after 3 days. ثم قام من الأموات بعد ثلاث. That's the first group. The second group is called النسطورية, the Nasturites. What they said, كان ابن الله فينا ما شاء الله أن يكون. The son of Allah was amongst us. As long as Allah willed, then Allah made him die for our sins and he raised him up to himself. So that's the second group. Here's the third group. The third group. كان عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وعبده بيننا فرفعه الله إلى السماء. Prophet Isa was amongst us and he was raised up to the heaven. The two groups grouped on that one group. And that's why they started fleeing in the desert and building sanctuary. That's why you read the story of Juraij. Imagine Juraij is somebody who hit a baby. Who's your father? The Walay had. And if you read the story of the boy and the king, the boy in his way to learn sorcery, he heard a scholar hiding in the desert and reading the revelation and أعجبه كلام. They were hiding away because if they get caught, they get persecuted right away. And this is the condition. Very few from the people of the book stayed on Tawheed. And who talked about those brothers and sisters in Islam? The story of Salman. And we go back to the non-Arabs. If you read the story of Salman, and if you really want to hear that story, hear it from Salman himself. He said it everywhere he goes. He would be asked to say it. But I'm going to grab some of it. Salman used to live in Persia, in a place called Asbahan, which is Iran now. The people there used to worship fire. They are Magians. And his father used to be Dahqan, like the mayor of the town. And he used to love his father so much. He used to love his father used to love him so much to the extent that Salman said that he used to treat me like a girl, little girl. He wouldn't allow me to go out. And I was so devoted to the worship of the fire to the extent that they appointed me to make sure that the fire doesn't die. You know, they used to worship the fire, so they wouldn't want the ilah to die. And he said, make sure that you have enough. Subhanallah, one day he was walking around and he heard a group of Christians reciting the Psalms. The Zabur, ya ikhwa, is a book of supplications. Beautiful recitation. So he went inside, who are you? We are so and so. Where this religion is, it's in Jerusalem. Can you please take me there? So in any rate, he ended up in that area. His first experience was so bad. He actually ended up with a scholar, with a priest, yani, who asked people to give sadaqah, and he used to steal and hide. And later on, he was in the presence of someone who is devoted. I'm assuming that you know the story. But look, when this man died, he said to him, please, I don't want to fall into the traps of a similar person like you. Like the first one, can you tell me where to go? He said, go to this man, he's on Tawheed. Okay. And the next one, he said on Tawheed. So every time he's being transported or transferring himself from one place to another. And again, that's what the hadith refers to. إِلَّا بَقَايَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Finally, brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine the last Christian scholars. You know what he said to him? He said, I don't know anyone who's in Tawheed now. Everyone is in Shirk. But I tell you, this is the time for a messenger who will appear in the Arabia, in a town with palm trees in it, in reference to Medina. He's going to migrate there. So go to that town. And that's how Salman radiallahu anh ended up, brothers and sisters in Islam, in Medina, and he accepted Islam. I think the message I'm trying to convey today, brothers, subhanallah, look at these individuals in the past, right before the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much work they have to put in order to find the truth, in order to be certain that they are on the truth. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a crystal clear revelation. Like the hadith says, لا يغسله الماء. It will not be changed. It will not be altered. Preserved. Kept. Kept in the hearts. In the memory. Kept in writing. Kept in practice. There are some Muslims who practice the religion of Allah. Subhanallah, it's complete. This religion is complete. When this verse was revealed, a Jewish rabbi later on came during the time of Umar and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Faithful, a verse in your book. If it was revealed upon us Jews, we would have taken the day on watch in which this verse was revealed, the day of Eid. What verse? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today the religion is complete. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanallah, we're going back to that time again, even though the religion is preserved, but yet a lot of the scholars have said that this is the second era of strangeness of Islam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith Abi Huraira, he says, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا. Islam started and was looked at as a very strange thing, and it will revert back to be a strange thing. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Glad tidings to the strangers. This is in Muslim. في سنن النساء والسنن. مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who are, the strangers, O messengers of Allah? Look. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Those who rectify what the people corrupted from my sunnah. That's one wording. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسُ. Those who are upright when everybody around them is corrupt. مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The third. نَاسٌ قَلِيلٌ فِيهِمْ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ بَيْنَ نَاسٌ كُثُرٌ فِيهِمْ شَرٌ كَثِيرٌ. Few people, they have a lot of goodness in the midst of a lot of people who have a lot of evil. Shahid, brothers and sisters in Islam, right now, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone we were asked to take as an example, someone whom we were asked to follow his way and to show that love and to follow his way, we should stick to his sunnah. Yet when you speak and say this is a bid'ah, this is an innovation, now you're labeled, you're named the Wahhabi, you're named the Salafi, you're named the extremist, you're named the fanatic, all type of labels. But this is the sunnah of Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufayl. This is the sunnah of Salman al-Farisi. What I'm trying to convey to you today, brothers and sisters in Islam, to belong that strange or strangeness rank is far better than just becoming one of the crowd, one of the people. It's not easy. It's very easy to say on the pulpit. It's very trying and very testy. But at the end of the day, you have achieved the goal behind taking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an uswa. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a scene out of this world. A scene out of this world. In the land of gathering, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing on the top of his hawd, al-kawthar. And he has cups in his hand. He want to fill it and hand it over to his followers, whom he will recognize by the traces of wudu. His followers, the places where they used to make wudu, they will illuminate, they will shine. That is why he's going to recognize, this is my follower, this is my follower, this is my follower, because he has the sign on him. Imagine, some Muslims will have the sign. They used to pray, they used to make wudu. They will approach the hawd, they will approach the bond, wanting a drink from the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angels will drive them away. Get out of here. Rasul, those are my followers. Why are you driving them? They are not your followers. إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ. You don't know what they have introduced into the religion after you. They came up with a new religion. Ummah la'aba, ummah that loves playing. The only time they remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, which happened to be today. 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. And how they remember him? Through his disobedience. Something that he never instituted. Never we came across one single text that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrated his birthday. Never we came across one single text that any of his companions got together and celebrated his birthday. None, zero text. Any of the four Imams, Abi Hanifa, Ahmad, al-Shafi'i, Malik, and others, Sufyan al-Layth, you name them, al-Awza'i, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan, none. Min ayna lakum hadha? How? How do you come up with this? And when you speak and say that's wrong, come on, that's being fanatic. That is bad. That is stranger. I'd rather stay as a stranger. If you really want to commemorate the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you actually can do this every week, not every year. Every week. Just fast Monday. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about fasting Monday, he said, this is a day on which I was born. That is why I fasted. One of the reasons why I fasted. Add to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, there is no legitimate scholar in this ummah who confirmed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. None. Come up with it. Show. Come up. But show me a scholar. Look at the funny piece. As a matter of fact, there is a consensus amongst the scholars and the experts of hadith wa ahlus siyar that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. Ay ra'ayku bi fi al-kalam da? Wallahi wa lastu bi han. Ma wa min ayna laka hadha? Min ayna laka hadha? Then, you know, you come up with this issue. What's wrong with it? This is something in الشرع عن الدين قاعدة بتقول لك إيه من أدلة الأحكام يقول لك استحسان. When you say what's wrong with it, استحسان. What is استحسان? It's good. There's nothing wrong. We want to just show our love and compassion for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Wait a minute here. الأصل في العبادة الحظر إلا بدليل. By default, any act of worship, for you to initiate it, you must provide an evidence. Where is the evidence to do it? Because a lot of them, they say, provide me an evidence that I shouldn't do. No, it's the other way around. Yeah, once it comes to eating, drinking, going to the park, I tell you, don't go to that park. You ask me for the evidence. Why I shouldn't go to that? Show me the evidence, man. Why I shouldn't be eating halal turkey after the Thanksgiving? Huh? Why shouldn't I be eating it? Show me. Once it comes to habits and, yeah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this messenger who came and made it easy for you to find the truth, and he was a mercy for you, deserves to be followed, deserves to be loved. But the way that he identified, the way that he named, he warned us against it. He said, don't praise me like the Christians praised Isa. Say, Abdullah wa Rasulah. And if you look at these celebrations, brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of the violations, a lot of praises that they end up doing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not befitting for him. But the best way to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and commemorate is to revive his sunnah, is to follow his footsteps. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when we get carried to the grave and buried, two angels come and wake us up, and they ask us three questions. One of these questions is about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And a lot of us assume that the question, what is his name? No. Look at Hadith al-Bara' ibn Azib carefully. مَا تَقُولُ عَنِ الرَّجُلِ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكَ. What do you know about the man who was sent to you? What do you know about him? If you really want to show your love and care for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make a vow today that you're going to get on getting to know your messenger, getting to know him. And alhamdulillah, he is one of a kind pertaining to his biography. No other messenger, no other prophet, you have a complete biography of his life from A to Z. And available in all type of languages. There is no reason for you not to start reading the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and actually teaching it to your kids. Add to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, we are supposed to love him. Actually, not supposed to. We have to love him more than anything. None of you will believe until I become more beloved to him than anything. His children, his wealth. Umar came to him, by the way, one day, and he said, I love you more than anything except myself. Is it even yourself? How are you going to love someone that you don't, whom you don't know? Brothers and sisters in Islam, make today, you know, even though it's the wrong time to do it, but make a vow that bring one of these seerah books. Rahiq al-Maktoum is one of the most famous literature out there, al-Mubarak Furi. It's unavailable in English. Put it next to your bed. Just one page a day. Share that story with your children. Get together and share it with your children. This is how you can commemorate the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this context, in closing, inshallah, tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha, we're having a seerah talk, بإذن الله تعالى, and we're having a seerah context for the children. We're going to ask them certain questions, 50 questions, bring your children. Inshallah, there is a flyer out there, بإذن الله تعالى, and we're going to give them prizes. It's going to be in that area, and the elder classes is going to be down in the musalla, inshallah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين.